Do you have a heavy metal related business? Do you promote concerts? Do you sell t-shirts, music, instruments, alternative lifestyle products? Then come advertise with us. Radioactive Metal is the perfect place to promote your business. Go to advertisecast.com/780 to see all of our advertising options.
Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/radmetal. Over 150,000 titles to choose for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
This is Dixie from Weed Eater, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
Welcome to Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Kareen, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to It's Still 420 episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 456. And I'm Story White.
This is Rock.
I'm Kareen.
Hey, bro and bro, what's going on?
Wow, a lot of enthusiasm on your part, Kareen. Jeez. I haven't talked to you in weeks. Like, oh, I'm Kareen. Hey. Fuck you.
Yeah. God, okay, bust my chops over here.
Go hang out with those fuckers, I guess. Jesus Christ.
That's what she was saying before we started recording. She's like, oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I miss you guys. Ooh. And then we were like, I'm Kareen, damn it.
No, damn it.
I mean, you know.
And by the way, real quick, you said it's still a 420 episode. You should have said it's a 420 plus 36 episode.
Yeah.
Throwing in the math problem in there.
Don't like as we speak, it's Friday night, and I didn't like to do math in high school on a Friday night. Never mind, you know, when you're adulting. Like, come on.
Basic math.
Whatever. Yeah, but who the hell wants to do that?
Oh, boy. We have a stacked show. We have a lot to talk about because we haven't talked to each other in, like, well, me and Snowy at least 2 weeks, and then Kareen, you probably 6 months.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I'm still here.
Still alive. So,
and actually...
call it alive and kicking.
Our beautiful motherfuckers themselves haven't really heard too much from all of us, just because everything that's been going on. And Rock, you while Kareen and I, you know, while we were out, you know, at music festivals, and I was kicking back drinking DRI's beer. I'll get to that a little later. Mm. While we're off having fun, you were holding the fort these last couple episodes with your kick-ass album Autopsy with the Mighty Sword, dude. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was quite fun to do. I want to apologize real quick to people. The second part, the part two of the album Autopsy, I tried a different setup with my microphone, and when I'm talking to Rick Hughes, you can kind of hear me breathing. And
oh my God, you're human.
I know, but my microphone was too close. And my filters, I run a bunch of filters to try and get rid of that stuff. And it just, I don't know. I guess I was breathing too hard. Maybe I was feeling a little under the weather. I don't remember. But you can hear me breathe. And if you don't pay attention to it, you know, you can't really hear it. But
right,
there's a few parts where you're like, oh my God, like, wow, okay. But then that's when you start paying attention to it. So I apologize that I couldn't take it out. I did my best, but you know, but it still turned out great.
Mm-hmm. I'm
really grateful to all the guys for doing that that album Autopsy. When I talked to Dan and Mike, that was back in January of 2017, And I talked to Rick a few weeks ago at the beginning of April or mid-April. So there was quite a few months between the interviews. And I had a different setup for the microphone at that point. But man, Rick had such great stories about writing the songs and them hanging out with bikers and playing at the Rock Palace in Sherbrooke. You know, we talked a lot about Sherbrooke. This is the episode where we've talked the most about Sherbrooke. So Snowy, I know you like behind the scenes stuff, and you're going to hear a lot of behind the scenes stuff about Sherbrooke when those guys played there and stuff. So there's some funny stories in there. So, but yeah, I encourage everybody, even though a lot of our listeners may not know Sword, and you may have skipped those episodes because you're like, I don't know this band, I encourage you to go back and listen to the episodes, because they're a really good metal band from the 80s. You know, if you like metal, it's not thrash, but if you like metal like what Ozzy was doing in the 80s and Dio and stuff like that, Sword is right up your alley.
It's
good stuff, really, really good stuff. And they may be from Montreal, but when Rick sings, he's got no accent. You can't hear the French Canadian accent. So it's incredible stuff, and I definitely recommend checking them out and maybe picking up their albums, because they surely would appreciate it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It never hurts like to go and edumacate yourself about some new band that you might not have heard before, because like that's the way I look at things. Like, you know, there's a concert announcement and it's like, well, okay, I've never heard of this band, let me check them out.
Yep.
There's so many ways to do that now, and it's like, okay, I'll go see them, sure. But probably for me it was a foregone conclusion I was going the second it was announced, but and all that. Which kind of segueing into that, our fourth, Aaron is not here because he's actually tonight as we speak, he's at the Carolina Rebellion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Festival and all that. And yeah, he kind of told us stand by if he can, you know, if he can give us a call and kind of chime in. If he's not rocking too hard, then, you know, by all means, yeah, come on in and we'll see what we can do to get him on. I'm actually very eager to hear what he's got to say.
So yeah, hopefully.
Yeah,
let's cross our fingers. You know, he'll be able to call in.
Yeah. And before we get on with it, because yeah, I got a lot to talk about. We got a really cool creature feature. I got a stack of wax here. You guys are going to want to hear this.
Okay.
My daughter was on the bus just a little while ago. Okay. And she kind of hears my voice.
Okay.
And she's looking around. It's like, I hear Dad, but where? I don't remember him. He didn't get on the bus with me. I don't know why he would be on this route at this time or whatever. So she's looking around for me. Okay. Now there are some people, and I don't know what it's like on, you know, with the transit in the U.S. or whatever, but sometimes everyone's got their gadgets.
Yeah.
Okay. Their phones, their whatever. And some people have the desire to share whatever they're listening to with the rest of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I hear a lot of shit-ass rap music and some bullshit pop and all that, because people can't plug their fucking earphones in. Normally, that pisses me off.
I see where you're going here.
But this time, we're going to make an exception when someone on the bus is listening to radioactive metal. That's and cool. Sharing it with the whole bus. And it's just an amazing coincidence that one of the hosts' daughter is on the bus at the time.
That is awesome.
Whoa. And so she didn't recognize the person. It's like, okay, it wasn't one of my homies that you know, hey, like you just didn't see him at first or whatever. No, it's some guy I never saw before. I don't know who it was. Well, did you go over and say hi? And well, no, she was a little too shy. I know. I would have.
That's my dad. Yeah, well, for you, yeah, yeah, that's you me. Just, hey, you're listening to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy was like, I know, I would've, you would have recognized the voice right away, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. So The mystery bus man, Snowy, and everyone here at Radioactive Metal wants to say hi and horns up and keep up the good work, you know, disturbing the public like that. Right well, on. Well, fuck shit up.
Do you know what route and what day and what time? Because maybe the person will be like, oh my God, yes.
I do. Okay, it was Route 16 going into St. Patel.
Okay.
Now that doesn't mean anything to you guys. That won't mean anything.
Do you have a date?
I don't have a day anymore. Oh. But it was in the afternoon sometime. Maybe okay. Just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Hey guys. But
sorry.
No. Continue. I'll share my little story after.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, just that's just absolutely amazing. Like, just so whoever you are, dude, keep up the good work.
Yes, yes. And spread the word. No, funny thing is my grandson, the oldest one, he's going to turn 18 soon. And he works at a fast food joint here in town. And one day he got a ride with one of his coworkers. There was three coworkers in the car, and they were all driving, and the driver put on some metal, and then my grandson said, "Yeah," and it reminded me of you, Papa. He calls me Papa. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's reminding me of you, and I asked the guy, I said, "Hey, do you listen to any metal podcasts?" And the guy says, "Yeah, I listen to Radioactive Metal," and and then my grandson's like, "Hey, well, that's my grandfather."
Wow. And
they said, well, he says, "I think I'm friends with your grandfather on Facebook." So I'm friends with this kid on Facebook who listens to the show, who lives in town. And dude, if you're listening, hey, you know, my grandson Abraham, that's him. That's my grandson. Mm-hmm. So
keep up the good work.
I know, it's such a small world. Such a small world, man.
It is. Yeah.
Do you want to hear my story?
Sure. Please.
I go to class and nobody knows that I listen to anything. And then one day somebody sees that I have a horror picture on the background of my computer. And then that's just how people find out I listen to metal. And then that's how I spread the word about Radioactive Metal.
There you go.
Hey.
let's hope someone, like, do you think someone would tune in? Like, from your class, have you heard any feedback?
Well, there the people that are diehard fans of what we listen to, like the genre, mm-hmm. they will check out the interviews, and they will, like, ask me about, oh, do you have any upcoming, do you know any upcoming shows? Have you interviewed this person or this person? And then I know when you said something about Sabaton earlier, mm-hmm. somebody had asked me if I was going to a show, I guess, because they're going to be here in Florida.
Yeah, they're coming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then that just kind of got me thinking, like, oh, well, if you did an interview with Sabaton, then I can share this interview with this person, gaining more followers, and I can conquer Central Florida. And I realized, wait a minute. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. I can't conquer anything. I just conquer chess.
Conquer chess.
Well, I've been playing chess and listening to, like, I've been getting into Megadeth a lot, and it's for some reason I'm associating that with all my, like, nerdy shit, like Warhammer and chess and Risk and all these, like, all I don't
your,
know why
all your brainy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Hey, it fits. Like,
it does.
You know, Megadeth is thinking man's metal for sure. And anyone who doesn't agree with that, then, you know.
Dudes, Megadeth is going to be here with Poison.
What?
What?
In October.
What are you talking about?
Look, don't act like you don't like any 80s metal hair bands.
What's this rumor you're spreading?
Yeah, what's...
Megadeth.
Yeah.
No, I would have to take Mrs. White to see that, and I would, of course, we love Megadeth too as well. So
they're not coming to Tampa.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, they're coming to Tampa.
Well, yeah, but for some kind of festival, I guess.
No, they're going to be playing at the amphitheater.
They're playing together.
Yes,
you're foolish.
Like a tour.
Sometimes I am, but here, no. Let me pull it up for you.
I'm looking it up right now. Megan, that's it's not poisonous scorpions.
Good. Yes. 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 Thank you for reminding me. And in the metal news, thank you, Curry.
See, I told you were full of shit.
And apparently, they're going to be playing Tampa Bay.
This just did. Okay, so Scorpions and Megadeth are going to be playing. Okay.
Yes.
Scorpions have poison in them.
They don't have poison in them. What are you talking about?
Okay. When they sting you.
Okay.
Oh, that. Oh,
I get it, but you're just gross.
Oh, my God.
Straws there.
Megadeth, Meshuggah, and Tesseract will be here Sunday, June 25th.
Whoa. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, wait, no, I'm just kidding. That's in Boston, Massachusetts.
Call yourself a reporter. Get her off the internet. Jesus Christ.
I think I'm about to hang up now. Oop, we just left screen. Sorry.
Hey, wait a minute here. I want to. How come Scorpion and Megadeth? Yeah.
And I'm sorry. You ever get the Scorpions and Poison mixed up again? And I got a laundry list of girls that would be more than happy to replace you. You get that mixed up again. Oh, hey, holy moly.
If that was the case, you guys would have found a chick host 3.5 years ago. All right. Yeah.
I know. We're lost without you.
You bet your sweet asses you are.
Karina, you're the comedy relief that we need.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this in our metal fix.
We wander the streets living intense metal lives. Find out what we did in the metal fix.
Okay, so I'm going to talk.
I'll start because I know mine's going to be much shorter than both of y'all.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I've talked about this album many, many, many times so far since the beginning of the year. And so far, I decided that this is my album of the year, Infernal Majesty, No God.
Ooh.
God damn, it's good. It is so good. If you want some serious thrash that talks about Satan and religion, you gotta go with the Infernal Majesty. Now, seriously, the music is intricate. There's a lot of melody. It's brutal. It's great stuff, and it's thrash. It's not death metal. It's a thrash band. So very refreshing. It sounds modern. It doesn't sound dated, even though they've been around since the '80s, early '80s. Definitely, Infernal Majesty. Man, I can't recommend it enough. The new Overkill, The Grinding Wheel. I'm not a huge
heard it yet.
Fan.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Okay. Oh, I was just gonna say I haven't heard it yet. So
okay, well maybe it's still not out yet. We got the promo copy of it, but it's called The Grinding Wheel, and I'm not a huge Overkill fan. You know, I like the Years of Decay. That's the only one that I own. I like that one a lot, but never really got into them. But this one, man, I've been listening to it. The songs come up on my iPhone, and every time they come on, I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. And it's funny because sometimes there's a song that'll come up, and I don't know what's coming up, and I'm like, and I have the latest Metallica on there too, okay? So I'm like, oh, is this Metallica or is this Overkill? Because there's a lot of the riffs that Overkill are playing sound like some of the riffs that Metallica have on the new album, and the production is very similar, So and then Bobby Blitz starts singing, oh, okay, all right, it's Overkill, all right. But there's a few Overkill songs on there that could be Metallica songs, just the way they're written and the way they're played. I could easily hear Metallica maybe playing that. So, but it's really good, excellent. The Grinding Wheel. I don't know if it's out yet, but check it out if it is. And the last thing that that surprised me this week, and I've had it for a little while, it just so happened it's been popping up often on my iPhone, is a band called Science of Sleep. You guys familiar with them?
No, I don't like this. No, what the hell?
The album is called Hellmouth, and it's deathcore. Okay, deathcore. It reminds me a lot of a Despised Icon, Job for a Cowboy, a little bit. reminds me a lot of old Whitechapel, you know, the early Whitechapel. So Science of Sleep and the album Hellmouth. Great stuff, man. It's really,
dude. And
Aversion's Crown also. That's another deathcore band that's excellent.
Uh-huh. Wow. Cool.
Listening to. So what's up, Screen?
Dude, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but I have some fucking news for everybody.
Okay, real news or fake news?
No, it's real news, and it, like, there's only limited time, so. But yeah, but no, dude, let me finish.
Go on, tell us about this.
Live Nation right now, from May 2nd to May 9th only, has shows for concerts for $20 a ticket for all in tickets.
Okay.
For Live Nation.
Yeah.
That means.
What shows? Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, dude, there's no, like, Rise Against and Deftones. Mm. They have Foreigner with Cheap Trick right now. I mean, there's a whole list. It's like the Summer of Rock tour. There's so many of them.
So basically, you get the shit tickets and for $20. And they charge you another $20 in charges. Your tickets are like $40-$45, right?
Kings of Leon will be $20. They're not bad. But they have them at different, like, different venues, like Amway, House of Blues, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I see Yngwie Malmsteen is on the list. Okay, that's not bad.
Yep, $20. That's awesome.
Muse. Oh, okay. Apocalyptica.
Yeah, they're playing for $20.
Hmm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you for that. Oh,
well, you just can't contain yourself.
No, that's
sometimes I can't.
That's right. She's too excitable. She hasn't been on in a while, so she's just ready to rock and roll. Right.
I'm surprised. Really, surprised you didn't mention Lionel Richie.
Well, who really listens to him? This is a rock podcast. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They have REO Speedwagon and Styx.
I would go to that.
Yeah.
I've seen Styx. They're really good live Styx. If you get a chance. Yep. Oh, Nickelback. Oh, my God. Nickelback. Matchbox
20. $20.
Oh, my God.
$20.
That's too much.
Look.
Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, fuck.
Incubus and Jimmy Eat World. Ooh.
That would actually be really good. I like Jimmy Eat World.
God, Chicago and the Doobie Brothers. Okay.
Doobies.
Nah.
I don't know, because how many Doobies are left? And like when Skinner goes on tour and all that. And I was talking about this last week with a homie coming back from one of the shows. Like, when you get these bands that are just, there's one or two original members and all that, like, it'd be cool to do an interview and sit down and have a beer with you. But am I spending $100 to see what's left of Leonard Skinner or like one Doobie Brother or something? Like, oh, fuck, I don't know, man. You know, so, but $20?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Just for fun, I'm looking at the Yngwie Malmsteen. And Corinne, just please go on with your metal fix. I'm looking at Yngwie Malmsteen at $20, see how much the tickets are going to be.
After.
Oh, wait, you weren't finished? No, you were finished?
Yeah, yes, I'm done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Give her. You are out and about yourself. I want to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's my turn. Okay, so me and Mr. Kareem, we went and did the Earthy Birthday here in Central Florida.
Mm.
And this year it was okay. Like, the lineup was okay. It wasn't as phenomenal as what it had been last year.
Okay.
Last year you had Hailstorm, you had 311, you had Trivium, you had like really good hard rock bands. This year you had what they call them, Candlebox or Candlesticks.
Candlebox.
Okay.
Yeah, Candlebox. Yeah. Candlebox. They're okay. You had Sublime with Rome, which we didn't even stay to watch.
Yeah. Okay. You're 0-2 so far. Yeah.
I wanted to see Alter Bridge. I know you guys make fun of me because I like them.
Yeah, but, over three, yeah.
But I wish I did see that one, because during their set, I forgot whose band, what band's trailer burned to the ground, but during their set, somebody's trailer caught on fire and it burned to the ground.
Oh, wow. I hope everyone was like, all right.
Yeah, there was luckily there was nobody inside, but it literally burnt the whole thing to the ground.
Okay.
And they have him in like the old wagon form where everybody gets into like a circle. You know how they have like the way the trailers are set up? It's like an old wagon style form.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if that would have caught fire, if the trailer caught fire and it had destroyed another trailer, it would have caused a chain reaction. And because of that, the cars that belonged to the bands and belonged to the people and the promoters for the venue, their cars were inside of that circle where the fire was happening. So it was a chaotic, apparently it was a chaotic scene. I wasn't there for it.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be. It's okay. I don't need to see anything like that. But who did you see this year? This time around? Okay, you saw Candlebox, Sublime.
I saw Candlebox, Sublime. One of the bands I was really excited to see was Nonpoint. They always, always play a good show.
Okay.
I saw Seven Dust.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're fun. They're so much fun. Seven Dust, Sick Puppies, which I actually got to do a meet and greet because they have free meet and greets there.
Cool.
So, and they signed my ticket. And it was just worth it because we did VIP. So because of VIP, you get to have a sitting area, but they also gave you free water, as much water as you wanted. So there was no limit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so
because of the way festivals work, you guys know it's like $2 to $4 a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And then like you go in and you get like free beer too. And then they gave you free lunch and free dinner with your VIP experience.
Yeah, but your VIP ticket, how much was it?
It was $170.
Wow, okay.
But yeah,
that covers everything.
Yeah, which is nice because it was the catering was like Porky's Barbecue, and it was so good. Oh my god, it was the best. It was so good. Like you're talking like pulled pork on a sandwich with like sides and a dessert. Oh, it was so delicious. And free sodas, Rock. Like if you don't drink beer, they were giving out free 20-ounce sodas as much as you want.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the bottles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And all I got for $170, they better.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We actually took a drone. They let us in with the drone and we were taking pictures with our drone.
I'm surprised they let you in with that thing.
Yes, they did. And, you know, the security was very laxed.
Holy shit.
They didn't look through my bag, but they looked through Milo's bag, and they just said, okay, yeah, here you go. You can go through.
Wow. I'm surprised. Because I saw some of his drone pictures. I'm like, okay. I'm surprised. He's going to kill somebody with that thing, but okay.
Yeah, no, they definitely let us in. It was, yeah.
Cool. Real quick, I guess there's no extra charges on these tickets for Live Nations that you were just talking about, because I'm at the point now where I have to put in my credit card number to purchase one ticket for Yngwie Malmsteen, and it's $20. There's no charges. They don't show any charges, and they don't say, you know, this will be added or whatever. It just said, you know, if you want insurance, it's $7.99 per ticket, and that's it.
Did you know when I bought my VIP tickets, Rock, I've noticed something interesting about them.
What's that?
I bought my tickets through Ticketmaster, and I bought the insurance because if I'm buying VIP, I'm going to make sure they're insured, because with that kind of money, you better make sure your tickets are protected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed that when I was looking through my bank statement that they actually refunded me like $25.
Was that the insurance?
I think that might have been the insurance.
Oh, maybe they. Maybe they reimburse your. Once the show is over, they reimburse the amount of the insurance because you did not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if that was that because it was before the show. It was like before. It was like, I don't know, 3 weeks before the show started. Oh. I was like, "What is that? Where's this money coming from?" I'm not complaining.
Okay,
I'll gladly take it.
Hmm. All right, I don't know.
That is weird. Yeah,
that blows my theory out of the water.
Yeah.
So. $20 for your tickets for Live Nation, and apparently you get refunded for Oh, at least I did anyways. I got refunded, I guess, for the insurance price.
Cool.
All right. Well, it sounded like you had a good time. Seven Dust came up here a little while ago, but they were playing the same night as was it Gorguts?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, not really. No,
not for me. No.
Yeah.
Well,
Seven Dust all the way. No.
No. Well, I was actually, where I was sort of on the clock with this show with Gorguts and all that. So, yeah, it's not much of a. For me, for my mental fix, if Karina is done,
I'm done.
Sounded like you had one hell of a good time. Yeah, I was on the clock for this show for the last couple of weeks. And, some of this is going to be reflected coming up in upcoming episodes. First, just a couple days ago, as we speak, the Swedish death machine Sabaton came through town.
Yep.
Now, we've had them on. We've had them on the show before, and they've come through town. And I tell you, the place was packed. The theater, like from the stage all the way to the back. Was packed. We had to turn people away at the door and all that because it sold out in advance. I figured, okay, if this show is going to sell out, then it will at the walk-up.
Mm-hmm.
But no, sold out way in advance. And when you think about the whole lineup of the show, okay, that's probably why, because Leave's Eyes were not only the support, they were the curtain jerker as well, because Nuclear Blast recording artist Battle Beast were also on the bill as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. And that's a pretty impressive triple bill and all that. And when you think about it, as big as Sabaton is, Leaves Eyes has quite the they have quite the following as well.
But Leaves Eyes, haven't they been gone for a while? Because seems
haven't heard from them in
a long time.
What happened was the singer Liv Christine had left.
Okay.
A couple years back, and they have since replaced her with another lovely young lady who tore it up every which way as well.
Okay.
And all that. And so they are back on track. They put out a new EP and they're out on tour and all that. So
cool.
Yeah. And Crane, you're talking about the VIP package, right? Well, for the Sabaton, they did the meet and greet afterwards, which was kind of weird. I thought that was kind of strange. And I was working, as a local crew member, taking the gear down and taking it out and all that. Not only were the VIP purchasers and all that, not only did they get a chance to meet the band, but they had a Q&A session as well.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought this is a first. And it's that's something I never get tired of, we meet bands and we interview them and we hang out with them on the bus and all that. But for someone that doesn't get to do this and all that, just the look on their face when they meet their favorite band and they get all excited and, especially when you're younger and all that, it's I hope those kids don't ever leave that, because I definitely had that sort of fanboy moment last weekend, the first night of the Manitoba Metal Fest. When DRI came through town for the first time and God only knows how many years. And of course, it's the annual Manitoba Metal Fest. And, I'm always out and about and I'm busy working with that. I'm generally the first one in the building and all that. Well, vocalist Kirk Brecht showed up before the rest of the band, and I'm there, and our local promoter Corey Thomas brought him in, and we helped bring his gear in, and as he was setting up his merch table, I went over there and I introduced myself and, you know, big fan, blah, blah, blah. We had this little chat. Mrs. White was also joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As, you know, shortly after meeting Mr. Brecht, Mrs. White walks in. So I go and I grab her. Love, love, love. Come on, come on. Guess who's here? Because she's also a DRI fan as well. Okay. And this band, okay, years ago, kind of, you know, we have a very fond memory of one of our very first dates many years ago at a DRI concert. And I've told it on this show many times, and I'm going to refresh our listeners with it again, because I brought Mrs. White over to Kurt's table and I introduced her, you know, and yeah, we're big fans. And I told him all about the first time DRI was here in Winnipeg,
mm-hmm.
where, okay, the band went on stage and, you know, I knew there was going to be a, you know, a big pit and all that. So I thought we were far enough away. Okay. Band goes on, first song, Snap, off of Dealing With It. Everyone around me goes ape shit. I just hear this scream because we are in the middle of the pit. I thought we're far enough, that we're far enough away from it. Well, I just hear this scream. I grab her, and she's just a little thing. It's only 5 foot. I just pick her up right off her feet, right in the air, and I get her the hell out of the pit. This has been a favorite live story of ours for many, many years. We tell this to Mr. Brecht himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He thought that was the coolest thing. He goes into telling us a story about a young lady that he ended up marrying that he took to a Violence show.
Oh, geez.
Now, you know who Violence is. Rock, sorry, Korean Violence might be a little before your time. That was Rob Flynn from Machine Head's first band in the Bay Area of San Francisco.
Yep.
They were called Violence, okay? They were part of that thrash wave with Testament and Exodus and yep. Dark Death Angel and all that. Well, he was telling me he took this young lady who he eventually married as well. And God damn it, the exact same thing happened to him. The pit happened. She got swept up into it. She ended up hurting her ankle and all that. On their first date, the same thing happened to him that happened to Mrs. White and I. He ended up marrying. It was a carbon copy, and it even connects, you know, because it's him and it's his band. Like, he's just like,
yeah.
Wow, I could not believe that. And I wanted to get, I wanted to get an interview with DRI or with Mr. Brecht and all that. But unfortunately for the whole night, he ended up at the merch table, which, you know, you got to make a living. You got to do what you got to do. Make yourself accessible to the public, which yep. is exactly what he did and all that. So I was just happy to be able to meet the guy.
Hey, and just the fact you that know. You were able to share that story, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's cool. That's really cool.
Right on. Yeah. For sure. The first night of the Manitoba Metal Fest, DRI was headlining. And just a lot of the local hardcore and crossover bands from Winnipeg were on the bill, like Withdrawal. We've had them on the show. We've had Solenum on the show. They were on the first night. And Vancouver's Aggression were really the only straight up metal band from night one rock. I don't know if you'll remember them. They were kind of a thing for a little while in the late 80s.
Yeah.
In the Canadian metal scene and all that. Night two, okay, was headlined by our buddies in Gruesome.
Yes.
Oh, and you had seen them live and all that. And I didn't get a chance to until that night. And that was absolutely amazing. They were headlining Canadian thrashers from back in the day as well, Disciples of Power. You know, they figured prominently in the bill, as well as Sabatory here from Winnipeg. They're their debut record came out a couple of years ago on Dark Descent Records and all that. So, for like Mr. Thomas that put together this show, he went out and got all of the local Winnipeg bands that were signed as well. And they just put on one hell of a show. And I'll never forget when I first showed up for night two. Okay, and I go through the front entrance, and then I go into the main concert area, and Gruesome are sound checking.
Cool.
And it's like, well, no one else is around. Like, I don't see anyone else. Turns out, some of my homies were in the back and all that, but no one was around. It's like, all right, my own private Gruesome show.
Yeah,
gotta love this. Well, I go into the back. Okay, and I run into my buddy Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like, Snowy, guess what? Okay, what's going on, man? You're all excited. TRI left us their beer. Okay, all right, well, okay, when we get all our shit together, yeah, we'll be getting into that. So it was definitely,
it's definitely
a really cool highlight, and I can something to tell the grandkids. Yeah,
I drank
DRI's beer and all that. Yeah, it was a fantastic festival, and the backstage party afterwards was just like right off the hook. A lot of fun. Yeah, I'll never forget that. And finally, the whole thing that kicked it all off, and I won't spend too much time on it because we got to get on with the grunt here.
Yes,
I got this cool creature feature, and I really like to play Gruesome song here as well off the new EP, but just recently, and it's been a while now because of just this, the perils and pitfalls of podcasting, shit happens. We had this amazing double creature feature, so everything's kind of pushed back a bit, but recently it was April 20th, 420. And I could not think of, a band that I would rather have and see live and speak to than Weed Eater on that day. And trust me, it never escaped, the attention of tonight's creature feature we're going to get into very soon when I sat down and I spoke to vocalist bassist Dixie Dave Collins. And this wasn't the first time Weed Eater came through, but it was the first time I saw them. And you know what? I was thinking, like, I give the local Winnipeg metal scene I give them a hard time and all that when no one shows up to a show that I really think people should have. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, with the Weed Eater show, it's the day before the Metal Fest and all that. Some people might be saying, well, I need to save it for, it's a weeknight, and I need to save whatever I need for the next 2 days following that. Unfortunately, I might have to skip the Weed Eater show. Packed! The place was packed! Yes. The last three shows that I went to, last four, because Metal Fest was two nights, the last four shows packed to the gills. It was awesome.
Nice.
I have to say hello and horns up to the Winnipeg metal scene.
Yep.
For sure. So just to show them how, my gratitude I'm going to dedicate from the new Gruesome EP. Oh, it's the title track. This is Fragments of Psyche. We'll be right back.
Hey, speaking of showing up, you were talking about how all the people in Winnipeg showed up for for the Metal Fest. Well, Aaron, he's been on hold since we started playing the song. And he wants to talk to us, man. He wants to give us a live report.
Right on. Are you there? All right.
What is going on?
Dude, you're on the air.
Oh, sweet. We're live? All right. We are just leaving the show now. Gojira just finished up. I did not shout anything in French.
Vive la France!
I want your Wii!
What's that?
Nothing.
Poo-poo-poo-wee-wee!
Well, now, we didn't see anybody's wee-wee today, but, you know, the night's so young.
Well.
Well, not according to you. I thought you were cold and tired.
Dude, I am cold and tired. Let me tell you what. My ankles are freaking killing me. I got to be up early tomorrow for Cub Scout training.
How long have you been there for now?
What time did we get here, man?
12:30.
About 12:30-ish.
Oh, okay.
And so you've only been there a couple hours?
Yeah, a couple hours, yeah. Yeah. It's been a little bit.
So, who have you seen so far? Yeah, let's get on with the grunt here. Who have you seen so far?
So we saw, first band up was Dillinger for us. We went and saw Dillinger first. And after Dillinger, we wandered over to watch Eagles of Death Metal, which was way more entertaining than we had expected. Like, damn, they were a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then, let me tell you what, we saw a couple other bands in between. They're okay, but every time I die, I fucking kicked ass. Oh my God, were they amazing. Holy shit,
so,
dude.
So what's his face is back in the band?
Which was his face?
The guy that went to jail.
Every time I die.
Every time I die? Who?
No. As I lay dying.
You're getting as I lay dying, yes.
See, I was just telling my neighbor, Joe, I make that mistake all the time. I'm like, wasn't one of them in jail? Yeah, no. Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, way to go, Rock.
That shows how much I pay attention to them.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, you need to listen to Every Time I Die. Shit, were they amazing.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yes, dude, what a show.
The guitarist, the big guy in the beard and the muscles, Andy Williams. He's a pro wrestler. So
what?
Guitar. Yeah, he's a pro.
Did you see any of the pictures I posted? Because I posted a picture of you, right? I think so.
I didn't think that was your neighbor.
No. Well, the big one's not my neighbor. The shorter guy is my neighbor.
the one with the rebel guitar.
The big guy was Andy Williams. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy. What was he holding? A Dean guitar?
Oh yeah, the Dean guitar. I only sent to you guys. I didn't post that one.
See, I knew what it was. But
yeah,
that was your neighbor.
Go ahead. No. We're the booth here. They have the Experience Music booth. And so it's like a mini guitar shop. Like, you walk in, they've got all these instruments and stuff for you to try. So we're walking around. Of course, I'm trying everything.
Of course.
You know? Dude, it's been a killer, killer day. But tell you what, we are looking for the car. And so I'm going to keep this short. I just wanted to pop in and say hello, horns up. And I'll join you guys longer next time.
Okay, well... Yeah.
You're leaving already? How many more bands are playing?
I think just a Perfect Circle in Soundgarden tonight.
You're going to miss a Perfect Circle?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, you're
like
good.
Perfect Circle, I mean, it's like Tool Light, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I saw Soundgarden in the 90s the first time around, so I'm good.
You have permission to leave.
Yeah, because if you're gonna walk out on a kick-ass band, man, there was no way I was ever gonna let you live that down.
Oh no, I wouldn't let myself live that down.
Aaron, was the price of the ticket worth it? Is it worth going there for next year?
Oh hell yeah. You know, it was kick-ass. Yeah, it was really kick-ass.
I think I might have to plan a trip to buy my ticket and go, because I had actually some friends from my math class who are there now.
Oh,
this killer.
And I got invited to go. They told me, because they're military, they said that it would cost me, they would give me their military discount. So it would have been $140 for 3 days. Which was
you couldn't pass that up for all these bands. No, you couldn't pass that up.
And I wanted to go so bad, but it was in such a short notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I couldn't do it. But I know next time. I know next year I'm going to definitely take that offer. Because I have them on Facebook.
Oh, definitely. Oh yeah.
I got my connections.
You should
It's totally worth it.
Awesome.
And you should and Corinne, then you can show Aaron exactly how it's done at music festivals.
Yeah, old man, come on, dude.
Hey, I'm old. What are you gonna say? I haven't done this since I moved, man. You know?
No doubt. Don't make excuses, old man.
Hey, that's the facts, brother. I haven't been to like an actual like festival with like cool stuff happening in forever.
I thought you were a runner. Well, aren't you a runner?
No, we haven't talked about this. I can't I physically cannot run. That's another conversation.
Okay, then what? You take long walks? What?
Oh, I take very long walks.
Oh, that's what
the problem is standing for long periods of time. Okay. Walking's not the problem. It's when I gotta just stand still. That kills me.
Yeah, I joined the club.
You gotta get in the pit. You gotta get in the pit, dude. Come on.
If you can't run,
not anymore, man.
If you can't run, there's no point.
Oh, dude, yeah. I can't do it like I used to. All right, guys, I'm going to roll here.
All right.
I will talk to you guys hopefully next week.
Next week.
All right.
A full report next week, dude.
You got it. Full report. All right. See you guys.
On. Drive safely. Right.
Take care. Oh, sounds like he's having a hell of a time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, if we didn't have all this other kick-ass festivaling going on, then I would really be pissed and all that. But yeah, it sounds like he's having a fantastic time. And full report next week, dude. Full report.
Yes.
One of the things that, like I said, made these last couple weeks so memorable was the mighty Weed Eater came through town. Like I said, on 420. And yeah, bassist vocalist Dixie Dave Collins, who like as throughout the night afterwards, when people come up to me, like whenever I go and do shows and interviews and all that, I have some of my homies at the show, they'll come up, Snowy, who'd you talk to? I found myself for the rest of the night saying, I spoke to Dixie. Like, we're old buddies now or something. Yeah, I'm not, like, using his nickname. Yeah, I spoke to Dixie. He's a great guy. Yeah, you get a chance, go talk to Dixie. Yeah, Dixie's a cool guy. Dixie this, Dixie that. Da, 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 da. One of the perks of putting in the time that we do, and the result of it is for a wicked chat like the one I had with Weed Eater's Dixie Dave Collins.
Okay, first and foremost, now you're out on the road supporting your latest record, Goliathan. I believe that's how it'd be pronounced, right?
Yes, it is pronounced Goliath.
Okay, good.
I guess we're supporting it. I mean, we don't have any copies of the vinyl right now because we're out of them, which kind of sucks. But we are playing some of the tracks off of it, but we're playing tracks off every record on this tour. So.
Right on. How has the response to the record been so far?
It's been good.
It's been a while.
It's been good, yeah. Yeah, people seem to dig on it, which I'm glad. You know, it's been almost 2 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we're soon to get back in there and work on another record. But yeah, the response to it's been pretty damn good.
Right on. And I believe that was your debut with Season of Mist?
That's correct. They released all of our back catalog as well, but our debut with them.
Right on. I mean,
they re-released the back catalog. Right.
And when I first heard, you know, about, I guess it was about 3 years ago, that you guys were going to be signing on to them, I thought, really? Season of Mist? And we love them. We work with them. They're a great label. But when I think Seasons, I think brutal, extreme black metal.
Yep.
And all that. How did you come about working with them? Did they call you? Did you call them?
From what I understand, Michael contacted our management. Yep. And I've known Gordon, who works, you know, at their office in Philly for years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they contacted us. I know it is a little bit odd for that label, but really, every label we've been on, we've been the odd man out. I mean, you know, same thing with Southern Lord. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so, definitely different.
So it doesn't bother us at all to be a little different than the rest of the roster.
Right on. Excellent. And with touring, and you were up here in Canada, welcome. Uh-huh. With a name like Weed Eater, okay, I have to sometimes think, how do they get across the Canadian border? Because I hear so many horror stories from so many bands. I had such a hard time getting into the country, Snowy. What the fuck, man? And, you know, like, do you guys, what is it like for you guys just with that name?
They give us a little bit of hell, you know, for sure. Which I expect, you know, why wouldn't you? They've pulled out copies of High Times that we were in before, and the customs agents, you know, right in front of us and stuff like that. You know, they're not stupid. They get our manifests and all of our paperwork beforehand, and I'm sure they look into it, you know.
Right.
But it is what it is, and I wouldn't trade the hassle that we get for all of the free weed that we get. So it's a double-edged sword a bit.
Okay. Well, with that said, I gotta ask, like, I've heard this band be called many things, and no, I understand no band likes to be labeled and put into that little box and all that, but I've heard the expression stoner metal the most, and I guess with a name like that, you're kind of begging for it. So are you cool with that expression?
That's fine with me. I like to say weed metal because I think we're the first ones that said it. It just makes it a little bit different. Or perhaps cave metal. Because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's definitely cave metal.
Right.
But yeah, I'll take whatever people want to call it. They can call it asshole metal if they'll buy records and come out to the show.
Right on. And is that kind of reflective of your own musical tastes? Like, what do you like to, like, what's in the stereo when you guys are on tour?
We listen to all kinds of stuff, but a lot of mellow stuff, classic outlaw country and old blues and just about anything.
Right.
Prog, I mean, we listen to anything. We don't listen to a lot of heavy stuff while we're driving around during the daytime, just trying to relax, you know?
Right. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but does that just come from being from the South?
Probably so. I mean, it's definitely where we're from bears a lot to what we do, or into what we do. And some of the tracks on the records are acoustic type deals and banjo and lap steel, organ and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we just grew up on all kinds of stuff, but it probably is a reflection of where we're from a bit.
Right on. And you're from the Carolinas.
That's correct.
North or South? Sorry.
North Carolina. I was born in South Carolina and raised in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in the Cape Fear area since I was 3 years old.
Okay. Now, with that area of the world, though, like, you have New York and L.A., even Toronto, London. Like, these places scream metal.
Mm-hmm.
Carolinas, not so much. What's the scene like there, like, for this type of music?
There are a lot of good metal bands that come out of the Carolinas. It's akin to the New Orleans scene, you know, very similar to that. And we're pretty much tied up with that, too. All of our, you know, our great friends' bands, half of them are from New Orleans, and a bunch from Atlanta and Savannah area, and where we live as well. So it's definitely a little bit different, you know. It's more, I guess, Southern influenced metal than it is just straightforward metal or black metal or whatever. But it's a damn good scene there, and it's like a family. So
right on. Excellent. And we're kind of looking at the clock here, but the day when this goes to air, it's going to be a little while down the line. That's just the way things work. But as we sit here, as we speak, it is April 4th.
April
20th, yes, sorry.
420.
It's 420. And when they announced this show, I could not think of any other band that I'd rather have here at this time than Weed Eater. I think that just works out amazing.
Yeah, it was lucky, and when we enjoyed the holiday as well, so we're glad to be here, and everyone should celebrate 420 every day. So whenever this airs, it doesn't matter. Pretend like it's 420.
It's 420 somewhere.
That's right.
Right on, right on. And you've actually kind of have some experience in this area, like some of your past bands and all that include Bongzilla as well, as I recall. So this really isn't any new territory for you.
No, it isn't. As far as where we are in Canada, it's not new to us. We've played here many times, and the 420 thing is definitely not new to us.
Right on. And finally, how about just what's going on with the band in the next 365 days?
We're in the process of assembling riffs and such to record a new record, and we'll be out on the road, obviously, because we always are. We'll stay very busy, and I hope everybody comes to check it out.
Right on. And just wrap it up on a side note. Do I have an accent? Do you hear a Canadian accent on me?
Maybe a little bit. Not as much as like an extreme. Right. I've heard some extreme Canadian accents. I imagine I've got a bit of a southern accent.
Just a bit. just a bit. Yeah. You will hear a lot of people say A tonight.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
It's better than A minus.
gates of hell, here's the metal news.
By now, this is already going to be maybe 2-3 weeks old, but that's just kind of the way it works. But we definitely would be remiss if we didn't, you know, give our acknowledgement and our condolences to the loss of Internal Bleeding drummer William Tolley. Mm-hmm. That's too bad. You know, like the words, you know, hero, heavy metal hero, hard rock hero gets thrown around a lot. And why? Because you do a kick-ass record. You know, you had a sold-out concert.
You maybe play guitar like a motherfucker.
Yeah, or you even do a kick-ass podcast, radio show and all that. That doesn't make you a hero.
Nope.
What Mr. William Tolley did and will continue to live on in our hearts forever, and he gave his life for what he does, and that's being a fireman in Queens, New York. And in the course of, you know, his day, he lost his life being that hard rock hero and all that. So, yeah, we didn't want to go too far into this episode, like, without mentioning it and giving, you know, our condolences out to the Tolley family and, like, to Internal Bleeding as well, because we've had him on the show and we are personal friends with some individuals that have toured with him and know him personally and all that. So, yeah, our condolences out to that individual as well. The next day, this first night of the Manitoba Metal Fest, word had got out that Cranium vocalist Martin Funderland had passed away by suicide. He had killed himself. Hmm. And that kind of brought the party down a little bit, you know, at the Metal Fest and all that. And it's just like, that's too bad. I don't know the story behind the whys and wherefores of that, but that's just not something that you want to see and hear about and all that. So, of course, Radioactive Metal gives our condolences to the Funderland family as well. Good stuff. Good stuff now, though. You guys heard about Ozzy, Zakk Wylde?
No. Yes.
You heard what's going on with there? Yeah.
I have.
They are reuniting. They are going on tour starting July 14th, basically touring this summer together. And there will be a new record together in 2018.
So that is
exciting.
So Zakk is in the band again, or are you talking Black Label Society is touring with Ozzy?
No, Zakk is, you know, Ozzy's right hand man. Okay. Again. Unfortunately, that, you know, it does kind of push Gus G out of the way, but you know what, he has gone on to the press. And he said, you know, yeah, it sucks that, you know, I'm no longer involved, but this is where Zakk belongs. And he's just as stoked as everyone else for this little reunion and all that. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I hope the Oz man makes his way up here. For sure. And as well, you know, this is going to give, you know, some time for Mr. G as well to focus on Firewind and all that. I would like them to come up here as well. I have seen them live. They played at the old zoo.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah. And I did not get a chance to speak to the man. So I would really like them to come back and give them a chance to. What else have I got here? Just a couple festival announcements, including July 20th and the 21st. The Bay Area Death Festival has been announced. I thought that's kind of Bay Area Death Fest. Like, yeah, I don't associate, neither do you, Rock. You know, like, what is the Bay Area? What do you associate that with? With thrash, you don't see it as kind of like a death fest, which I don't. But
well, I'm sure there's the city of evolved just like the rest of the world.
I'm sure, and of course, the Mighty Autopsy hails from San Francisco and all that. There, so hey, Great stuff, great stuff. This year's Bay Area Death Fest lineup will include Dying Fetus, Origin, Cattle Decapitation, Fallujah, Visceral Discord, Putrid Pile, Dead Kennedy Vale, and Unmerciful. Now I've seen most of these bands, and Visceral Discord. Visceral Discord. It's just going to be here in Winnipeg in a couple weeks.
What was that? Was that Snowy Demon coming out?
I was trying to be Mr. Death Metal vocalist.
He's trying to channel.
Yeah, because I am totally stoked. I am totally stoked for that.
You know, but, yeah, okay, I got to point out something here. Keep saying, oh, Rock, you've seen everybody. You just named a whole bunch of bands there. They said, oh, I've seen most of them. I have not seen not one of them.
You've seen Dying Fetus.
I've seen Dying Fetus. I think Fallujah, but you know, you some other bands that you've named that I know you've seen. I've never seen. Come on.
Yeah, but you lived in Montreal. You've seen everyone.
Well, I saw Dying Fetus here in Orlando twice.
Yeah, but before, when you lived in Montreal, you saw everyone. Come on, I'm hearing. I'm hearing. Oh, I had to walk up 8 feet of snow uphill both ways. I'm hearing a hard luck story. And you lived in Montreal. You saw everyone.
I did not live in Montreal, by the way.
Same thing. Whatever. It's all the same. It's all the same thing. Pshaw. You saw everyone. Yeah, nope. When I'm here in the cold winters suffering and all that, you're hanging backstage with Judas Priest. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every day.
I know. You don't have to tell me that.
All right, I apologize for the interruption.
We live to torment each other.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Remember, it wasn't last year, but it was the year before. We were doing our part in promoting the Full Terror Assault Fest, as you may recall. It's happening again this year, September 7th through the 9th, once again.
Ooh, my birthday weekend.
Oh, look at that. Ooh. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Well, get your ass, man, to the Full Terror Assault and have a grand old time with Overkill, Venom Inc., Raven, Crowbar, Iron Reagan, Toxic Holocaust, Goat Horde, new Goat Horde record coming out very soon. Can't wait. Havoc, Phobia, Homewrecker, and Witch Haven, to name but a few. And that's, once again, there's that is a fucking kick-ass.
A lot of old school thrash.
Yeah. A lot of cool grind in there as well. It's just fucking right.
It seems,
man,
like it's going to be a lot more diversified this year.
It is. Fuck, man. Overkill, Raven, Venom, some really cool old school stuff. Yeah. And then some really cool new school, if you want to call it that, man. That's a fantastic time. Yeah. Yeah. September 7th and 9th, the Cave In Rock, Illinois. Check that shit out. That is absolutely fantastic. Just before the news broke about the loss of Mr. Tolley, what's going to be their last recording, their single Final Justice, came across my desk, and we want to take an opportunity now to share this awesome song, and hopefully will not be Internal Bleeding's last. So, you know, this is for you, Mr. Tolley. This is Internal Bleeding's Final Justice.
I'm
always looking for fresh meat. Check out this tasty indie spotlight.
Hailing from Vancouver by the way of Chile. Ah, there's a trek. Yeah. The irony when I was a kid of a South American country named Chile. Yeah, that wasn't lost on me as a kid. I was probably one of the very few kids, you know, back then that actually put that together or really gave a damn. I don't know what you'd want to call it. Well, I'm so glad that Social Arsonist made the trek because they kind of made their way to our attention, particularly their new ish indie release Duality of Perception, and from that is their first single Root of Anger. So check it out. This is Social Arsonist.
Fear now. Fear now. When judgment is. Fear.
be a few anger management issues here, or whatever you want to call it, when the name of your band is Social Arsonist, okay, which sounds really cool, and the name of your song is Root of Anger from their aforementioned Duality of Perception release. Check it out, www.socialarsonistband.com. Good Canadian boys. Oh, time to get on out of here, I think. I can't believe with everything that went on and all these great tunes and everything that, you know, just everything, that we didn't go into extra innings. We didn't.
You know, kind of close, you know. Cutting it close.
Yeah. Before we do get on out of here, I do want to say hello to, well, she's not my little sister anymore. I still call her that. But my little sister, she turns 40 tomorrow as we speak. So we're all, my family and friends and all, we're all going to be piling into her place to kind of celebrate this momentous occasion. So I want to say happy birthday to Bagface. Did I ever tell you? Yeah, okay. Bagface, yes.
Man.
Oh, she's probably going to hate this, but yes. Yeah. My sister's nickname is Bagface.
Why?
And, well, okay, because when we were kids, like young kids, she was really young. I was, you know, in my single digits, and my older brother is 4 years older than me. Well, we were kids, and we used to tease our little sister just by saying, you know, she's so ugly, she should have a bag over her face.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, this is what, you know, you have sisters, Rock. I'm sure you bugged her.
No, she was older than me. She was 7 years older than me. She bugged me.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. See, she would have kicked your ass. But okay. It was a little bit different here. Uh-huh. When you're kids, you tease your little sister.
Boys.
Yeah, when you're just little, you tease your siblings and all that. So that's what we used to say. And so her nickname growing up to this day is still Bagface.
That's just rude.
Well, yeah, but it's no longer mean. There's no mean spirit to it. It's just...
Sounds it's mean.
It's not. And she doesn't see it as mean. It's just this. It's just her nickname now. And all that, and it's just I don't know, that's just what we call her.
She's a good sport.
She is, very much so, and we love her a lot. And happy birthday on the big 4-0. And once again, I want to say hello and horns up to all of the amazing fans here in Winnipeg that just made the last couple weeks just so amazing. So on our way out, I want to dedicate Exodus's Metal Command to all of them. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. This has been it's still 420 episode of Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Rock.
I'm Corrine.
Signing off. We'll be right back.
with your final breath. There will be no survivors, no prisoners of war. Join our ranks or perish, we'll slice you through the door. This song in the air, flashing everywhere, flying in the sound.
Visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all the other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.